You want a mic stand though? You want, should we spend more time setting this up?
Stick it in your ear hole. Stick it in your ear hole. Stick it, baby.
Hello, and welcome to Stick It in Your Ear Hole.
Welcome. I'm glad to have you here. You're great.
I'm here with my guest, Parker Lindstrom.
I'm not your guest.
My co-host.
I'm a co-host.
Less of a host.
So what's up? How you been?
I'm good. How are you? I'm good. A little sick. Are you a little
Me
sick?
Too.
Yeah.
I got my voice cuts out.
Yeah.
It makes like screaming. It makes it sound more urgent. Like if like I see something, I'm like,
Wearing headphones. By the way. Yeah.
Oh my god! Ah! And people just assume that you're screaming way louder than you are.
Yeah, but it's not.
Because it just cuts out.
Yeah. It sounds cool though. Sounds like you've been smoking a lot.
It sounds cool because you've been smoking a lot. Because that's what's cool about
that is
smoking.
Cool. Yeah.
Not like how it looks, but
how
when you've been smoking for a long time, you lose your voice.
Yeah. Because they have to chop out your.
Got like a Janis Joplin, you know, Stevie Nicks kind of like.
And things worked out for her. Things worked out for Janis Joplin.
Real well.
My voice is doing things too, but not my. I've become more mature.
We were just visiting Alan at the Pottery Works.
Yeah.
That's where you go. I'm done with mine. So. That's where you go and you paint pottery that already exists. And then they'll fire it for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I go to. I go to Pier 1. I can cut out the middleman.
The middleman being you?
Yeah. I cut out the. And then I just tell people I painted it.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good. That's actually even better.
Yeah.
Be like, oh. Like, who's going to question it? Just buy, like, nice pottery with, like. It doesn't even have to be, like a really artistic paint job. Mm-hmm. Most stuff is just straight up one color.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, I did that at the Pottery Works. Who's going to question it?
Yeah. Yeah, no one's going to know.
They're going to be like, oh, that's nice.
And then, like, even if they're suspect to what
Which
I did.
Which is ridiculous. I mean, because like that person's just like.
Right. And, but, like, something. They could never say it because they'd be like you didn't paint this. I'd be like, what?
Crazy. You're indignant. What? How dare you? How dare you?
What do you mean? We can get closer to your mouth, maybe. Because I can hear myself real good.
That's because you. You are you.
No, I would be able to hear
you.
Yeah,
I can hear myself real good too.
Oh.
Well, turn me up then or something.
That'd be a jerk.
Turn me on now. See, yeah, now you're all, oh, it's so loud.
Because you're yelling now.
No, I'm not. I'm talking as low as I was before. So, did you get any mail feedback from anyone? Our last episode?
I got a lot of people enjoyed it, and people.
Stop! I know. Stop! Just stop.
You don't believe anyone, like.
No, I just mean, I just don't keep complimenting me.
No, they wasn't you, really.
Come on, get out of here! Of course, it wasn't.
You don't like. You want comments from people who don't know us,
right? So anybody who doesn't know us, contact
and
us
and likes us.
But it, likes us. No, I don't mind if they hate us. That's
yeah, at least let us know you're listening.
I'd like to hear bad feedback.
Yeah, I don't think you can handle good feedback, really.
I'm not good with bad feedback.
But
much better. Yeah, if somebody comes up to you and it's like, oh my God, I love the thing that I'm just like, oh.
Yeah, I've noticed that about you.
Glad.
I like your hair.
But, awkward. But if somebody came up to you and is like, you're fat. I can deal with that better.
Yeah, what is that?
I like it. I enjoy it.
Why is that?
I think I'm into sadomasochism.
Sexy. That's hot.
I think that's when you like when people insult you.
Oh, I thought it was when you like when people insulted your body.
Oh.
All over.
Oh, is it like sex?
I'm pretty sure.
It's a sex thing.
I don't know. Sado just.
Figures.
I'm not a well educated man.
So good. Okay. Well, I got a couple of got a little bit of feedback.
Yeah.
I got a list for SadCon.
Oh, nice.
So we'll have to bring that when we have SadCon. Again, just throwing it out there. If anybody wants to be a guest when we do the SadCon episode, just contact me or Damien.
Just go to email Damien at stickitinyourearhole.com or Parker at stickitinyourearhole.com. We're legit now.
Totally. We're too legit.
We got our own site.
It's possible that we're too legit, though.
Well, too legit. Like, if we wanted to quit right now, we couldn't. Mm-hmm. Yeah, too deep in the legit. We owe so much legit back,
we're deep in something. I'll give you that.
Am I right, folks? Parker for the center square.
Parker for the win.
Can't give you the O on that one. But, yeah, so you got feedback, good feedback. Mm-hmm. You got friends, people that you know.
Yeah.
They want to say anything bad?
Somebody said we needed to get new microphones.
Yeah.
Right? Didn't you get an email that said that?
That was like two episodes ago. No, I didn't get anyone saying that. They said we had to deal with our microphones. No. Someone said that we need to figure out our sound issue, which we figured out. And I don't think I ever told you, and I probably shouldn't need to tell you this right now. But
let's let everybody get a behind the scenes look at Stick It In Your Ear Hole. This is what it sounds like when Damien contacts me about a problem or issue with the podcast. Okay. Go.
Hey, Parker.
Hey.
I think I know what happened.
Dude, shut up. I'm totally taking a shower. Listen, why would you call me? No. Why would you call me and get me out of the shower?
This is important.
For this.
This is
I'm important. Standing here dripping in a towel.
I've got nothing else.
Dripping wet.
This is all I've got.
Oh, dripping wet.
Are you in a sadomasochism? Yes. Yes.
But I am wearing just like a blue terry cloth towel. It's hot. It's real hot in here. It's real balmy. Real balmy. I can't tell if it's the water from the shower or sweat at this point. Like, because it's so hot.
Right. That's like hard to tell the difference. I'll call you back later.
No, I'll come on. I'll talk to you later. Come on. What do you got?
Nah, it's really not.
Come on.
I got to go.
Come on.
Wash my eyes.
Well, I'm already out. Okay. I'm drying off.
Stop talking about it.
No, look, I'm running the towel up and down my body. It's fine. I don't want to hear it's fine. Just tell me the thing.
No, I'll just get back to you later.
No, just tell me.
So, all right, real quick. This is what it is. Those couple of really bad sounding episodes, you know?
Oh, hey, sorry, I dropped the phone. I had dropped the phone because I've been toweling off.
Still?
And I dropped the phone. I heard you say something. You were like, you remember, I don't know, something like that. I can't remember what you said. I didn't hear.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Start over.
I figured out, hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah.
Okay, it's breaking up a little bit.
If you, I can just call you back later.
No, dude, just...
Skip. Call me back when you get some pants on.
No. It's fine.
All right, I'll text you.
Okay. Right now, I'm on the phone with you. Hello? Are you texting me while you're on the phone? All that's happening is I'm hearing the sound of you hitting the buttons. It's making the beep sounds from you hitting the buttons. You need to stop. Just get back on the phone.
Send.
That's not how you text.
End scene.
A little behind the scenes look at Damien and Parker interacting about the podcast.
That was an exact. Those coughs were exact. They were exact mirrors of each other. Audio mirrors.
See what I'm doing?
I do.
Yeah.
I do see what you're doing.
Giving me all the right, bird. Great.
Giving me the bird.
What else we got? Can you win awards for podcasting?
I think. I was actually going to look that up. I think there's something called like the Rooftop Awards or some shit. I'm surprised no one came up with the potties.
Yeah. Well, I guess there's too many E's. Like there's the bloggies and stuff.
Yeah, but wouldn't the potties be the perfect, like, I want a potty. And it'd be like a little toilet bowl.
I think that's why they don't do it. Because then it wouldn't be... If somebody wanted to sink money into it, then it's suddenly not professional just because of the name. Not professional, but you know what I mean? Like, kind of a joke.
So we're in Alan's. This is where we recorded the first episode.
The very first episode.
And
the inaugural episode.
And I think it's awesome, the idea of like recording here, because it just seems like a much more professional setting. But at the same time, it's kind of people walk by. And,
yeah. It's also silly that we like to switch it up once in a while and annoy ourselves.
Yeah.
Like we have a nice setup.
Mm-hmm. We had it all.
We had it at my house. We record it and we know, and we could just instantly edit it. Yeah. Put it up on the internet.
With the software that we know, with the equipment that we know.
Then we decided to do it today at Alan's, and we didn't have your laptop, so now we're using a different program. Actually, I love it. It's great. It keeps us on our toes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We're going to know all.
Keeps you learning.
We'll be able to do it in any application. We'll be able to do it in Word soon. All right. So, one thing, comment I got, I can't listen to myself anymore.
That's fine.
I love myself too much.
And it just pains you to hear yourself.
Yeah.
Because you're just like, man, I want to be with myself right now.
My voice is hot.
I want to be with myself.
My voice can't be. My voice is sexy.
Because Parker's here screwing it up.
Literally.
So what feedback did you get?
Oh, that maybe if we tried to stick with a subject per episode.
Yeah, we're not good at that.
No. I mean, we even discussed the subject prior to this.
Right, we still haven't touched on it yet. Nope. 25 minutes in.
I don't think we're going to use any of this. I think everything I don't feel like anything we've talked about yet has been super great.
Doesn't have to be super great. I'm not trying to
win. I feel like we're kind of all over. I feel like we're kind of all over the place. Maybe we should start the potties.
Yeah,
like
just give them to ourselves.
Like the tellies. We could do it like the tellies. We could make money by selling people their awards.
Yeah, that's true.
We could tell everyone.
It'd be a whole entrepreneur thing.
Yeah, we could sell everyone their. We could tell everyone they won,
and they all just have to pay $150 for their award.
Oh, and an entry fee. So that's like, let's say $30 per entry.
Yeah,
that's not bad. But there's a bajillion podcasts out there.
There's a lot of podcasts.
I mean, if you were to do an Excel sheet of all the podcasts, you'd be the whole way over to column Z3Z.
That's not the numbering convention.
Yeah, it is.
A and then double A.
Oh, okay. 3Z. Three Zs.
Oh. ZZZ.
Yeah.
It's actually how it's said.
Whatever, man. Why you gotta do this to me?
So,
oh, by the way, it's Valentine's Day, and yeah. Parker and I are spending it together.
Right. My wife
decided to leave.
Is away.
She decided this would be a good day to leave.
To leave me
forever.
For the weekend, at least.
Oh no, I thought it was forever.
Mm, she just said the weekend.
To you.
Yeah. So Valentine's Day, I'm going to be spending it with some single people.
Yep. Going to a single people party, maybe.
Single people party? I don't understand why I was invited.
That's why I didn't say anything to you, because I just assumed you weren't invited.
I don't know. Do they not realize I'm married? Seen X-Men?
The movie?
Right. Or the, well, yeah. I guess with you, it ought to be.
I've seen the cartoon. Read a
comic book. There's not a cartoon.
I've seen the cartoon.
Yeah, I know there's a cartoon. I know there's a cartoon, but don't say, like, oh, I know the cartoon.
You're such an angry comic book nerd.
No, but anyway.
I know there's a comic book.
You know I've the concept it. Of X-Men, right?
Yes.
Okay. So there's a school for mutants.
Right? Freaks and geeks.
Freaks and geeks. But yeah, so mutants, and the whole thing is that, you know, evolution is going to the next step, but it's just happening to certain individuals, not right. Everyone. Well, it's my contention, right? It stands to reason, as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
That if you had a bunch of people mm-hmm. mutating with powers, right? Yeah. That you'd also have people mutating with powers that weren't even useful.
Right.
Like... And maybe some that were actually harmful, But I'm really concerned with the ones that are useless.
Yeah.
Because obviously the harmful ones, maybe they could also, maybe they're still harmful to other people and they could become a villain or something. You right. know, like if somebody like has a thing where they like, you know, shoot fire, but then they're burning or something, like they'll be angry and then they'll just want to blow people up or something. But I'm talking about people who have useless powers.
Right.
Powers that really can't help you in a fight. Right. And or are just plain useless, just all around useless.
Like disabilities.
Well, no, I'm not. I don't know why right. you're bringing this back to disabilities. No.
Because that's what you're talking about.
No. I'm not talking about disabilities.
Like people with the ability to shake uncontrollably.
Oh, dude, seriously. That's not what I'm
talking about. I thought I misunderstood.
You, no.
That's what you meant.
No, it's not what I meant.
That's what you said in the car.
I did not say that in the car.
All right, I'm sorry.
But yes, that would be one. But I'm saying, I'm not saying it like in a way that's disrespectful to people who have disabilities.
Oh, neither was I.
Well, a little bit you were.
I was just trying to describe what you told me.
Yeah, but that's not what I said. I'm saying things like, okay, like let's say you like, just like really even could be ridiculous stuff. Like why not like, you know, so Cyclops shoots like these laser beams out of his eye, right? Mm-hmm. And when he opens his eye, and it's like elect power, right? Well, what if the frequency of the wavelength was like, and the intensity was a lot lower to the point where it was just like a laser pointer?
So it was like,
just be like he would open his eyes.
Oh yeah, and it would just be like annoy people.
And it would just be like, yeah, you'd be watching a movie, and people would be like, "Oh, who's got the effing laser pointer, bastard?"
Yeah,
yeah, because it'd just be like laser on the screen, two eyes moving around wherever the guy's looking.
That would be cool.
Just annoy people. Yeah, it would just be annoying. So, like, that's what I'm talking about. Obviously, that's not a disability, but it's useless. Like we said, what about one?
Not
if where you like give any height you fall from, right?
Right.
Feels as if you're jumping off of like maybe like 6 foot high, you know, like jumping from 6 foot, like a ledge that like you still got to kind of land. Right.
Yeah.
It's not like you can be like just totally crazy because you could sprain your ankle, but any height is like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So you jump off of a plane and when you hit the ground, it's like you jumped off 6 foot high.
Right.
That would be so useless. Like for fighting. It'd be cool because you could jump out of a plane
right.
and you wouldn't necessarily
get I guess hurt. You'd have the ability to land on people from amazing heights.
Amazing, but you'd have to time it perfectly.
Just be like, right.
You'd have to be, which stupid, I don't
know. No, but yeah, I'm just saying like that would be, you'd really have to be like, I really want to be a superhero.
Right.
Yeah. What about this? At the same along the same lines, but what if you have amazing powers, but you just don't care?
You're just not motivated.
You just decide to just sit around and do nothing.
I think that in my mind, with great power, just kidding, no. But seriously, like what I would think is that like they would give you the motivation to get out there.
Yeah.
But maybe they're not like the things that I think about is what about powers where you're not necessarily invincible?
Yeah.
Like, but then they're not necessarily so good that you wouldn't get hurt. Like, they're not, like, the perfect powers. Like, if you had the ability to, like, I don't know, think about, like, who... Well, like if you were, like, Wolverine, right? You have these, like, you know, claws come out of your...
Right.
You know, and whatever. Well, he has a healing thing, whatever. I don't want to get too nerdy. Stop rolling your eyes. But, like, think about if you just had the claws that... retractable claws. That's all you have is retractable claws.
And it hurt
claws.
A lot.
Right. Well, like, let's say it didn't hurt. Let's say you know, that part was healed. There was just holes in your hand.
They were infected. And they just constantly
and you always got to put ointment on. Like, I'm rubbing ointment on my scars.
And he's like...
No, but let's say that they because from birth, they're like holes in your hands.
Okay.
So they're healed. They're completely healed. And your claws can just come out. So you don't need the healing factor, right? Mm-hmm. That doesn't come into play. So you have these claws. Well, unless you're like working out and like learning like kung fu or something to like incorporate the claws, you're still not really useful.
Right.
Like if I just got these claws, I'd just be like, I run into duty, just shoot me.
It'd probably be like you probably work against you in life if you just had the claws.
Yeah.
I want to be a banker.
right.
And they're like, here's your... Oh. I'm so sorry.
I'm trying to control them better.
Yeah.
So you're right. So having the powers...
Like, it would almost be like, sometimes, unless the powers were obviously awesome, they would be like... annoying, because then you'd be like, you feel like you have to do something with them.
I know.
You have to go out and help people.
I hate that. Or you have to become a bad guy.
What if you could fly? That's not really very useful.
No.
It's awesome.
If you can fly and still get hurt, it's actually very... It's like you would be right. Like, I'm not flying.
Yeah, I can never fly.
I can fly, but I don't have a death threat. Like, I don't want to die. Right. I don't land well because I haven't practiced enough.
Right. But like, even if you could fly and land well, even if you were great at flying and you can land perfectly,
right,
you still are not invincible. And also, what is flying going to do?
Do you fly really fast?
Maybe, but what is AI going to do? You could run away from people?
Oppress chicks.
Right. But it wouldn't be useful for fighting crime.
That's true. If that's your only power, you're right.
Right.
Okay, flying would do you... You're useful. A sitting duck, right. Basically. Because like, if you're flying, you can't defend yourself.
There's people, nothing to hide behind.
You're like you're literally a duck in the air.
Right.
Where people can just shoot at you.
Right. If they're good at shooting at you.
Yeah.
Like, you'd have to be really far away. Otherwise, they're just like, oh, look, he's right up there. Because what are you going to hide behind? The clouds?
Right. You got nothing.
Ridiculous.
And, like, running really fast. That doesn't really... That, again, another thing that... Because it's not like you're able... You run fast, but it doesn't mean you're able to judge your... Like you'll easily run into stuff because you're going so fast.
Right. I guess the idea is that you're going so fast that you can react. Your reaction times
are... I mean, it's like saying, well, race car drivers, they don't run into things. Well, they're on a racetrack.
Right, right.
There's nothing to run into. Yeah, like, and if there is something, a lot of times they will run into it.
Yeah, like the thing I don't understand is that, like, you know, the Flash could run real fast. Could he also, like, climb things? Because, like, there's... I mean, he would be like, I just ran around the world. Well, like, did you run to the ocean? There's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I guess he ran on the water.
They can do... I do believe they could do that.
But, like, how did he climb a mountain?
You're right.
He would run into it like a wall.
And there's not every mountain has a gradual incline.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of them are just a straight cliff. Yeah.
You're right, man. I hate it. I hate X-Men. They should be... No, that's
not what I'm saying.
They should have been destroyed.
I'm just saying that it would stand to reason that there'd be some people. Like, for instance, okay, let's say you have X-ray vision, right?
Right.
But you, not only can you see through this wall, but you can't control it, and it's so powerful, you see through everything forever. So you see through this wall, that wall, that wall, that wall, that wall, that wall. So you don't see through... You see through people. You see through everything. So you're basically blind.
Right.
What if that's what blind people are?
Disability. Like I said, that's what we talked about.
Not like a... I'm just saying, right, technically, yeah, you'd be blind. But you could shut it off. Like, you could be like, I'm using my X-ray vision now,
right,
and now I'm not. So when you're not, you can see, you won't see through anything.
So
when you put it on, though, you see through everything, and it's useless.
Yeah.
So you're just like, how's it sometimes when I use my power, everything goes black?
So it's not a power, it's a disability.
Oh, God, stop ruining it.
What? Am I ruining? I'm just saying.
Stop using the word disability, though.
I think that's the most politically correct way of saying what I'm trying to say. But I'm
just saying, it's not a disability. It's just annoying. It's just like... Right.
What about, though...
Like, if somebody with a disability, it's not just an annoying thing they have. Some of them are debilitating diseases. Why are you downplaying them? Comparing them to people that have, like, an annoying thing.
If you can see through everything to the point of blackness...
But you can shut it off. I'm just saying, like, that's your only power, and then you shut it off.
Partial disability.
Being ridiculous.
Could that...
420.
What? What does that mean?
I don't know. I've heard a guy say it once. I thought you would know, and then I thought I would look cool.
It's the time.
Yeah.
The band, the time.
Maybe it's the...
Prince's backup band.
Yeah.
The time.
The time.
They had that song. You
remember the time?
Not their song.
Yeah, I think that's Prince. Pretty sure it's Prince.
No.
Anyway.
What about Plastic Man? Why is his outfit so... What's up with his outfit, Plastic Man?
Why?
He wears short shorts.
Plastic Man's kind of a joke. I'm not a joke, like, but he's silly. Like, his comics, he's real silly. He's always like acting a fool and stuff. But he's not real serious in his comics.
So wearing short shorts.
So I think it was kind of a gag. I think it's kind of a gag. Yeah, I think he's kind of.
Hey, check out my short shorts.
I think he's just having a good time, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what about, like, if you could walk through walls, right? Mm-hmm. But when you would use the power, you would fall through all surfaces. So you'd fall through the floor.
Right. Through the world, right?
You'd fall, keep falling. You'd just keep falling into the earth. And your clothes would fall off because you'd fall through them.
Mm-hmm. Would your insides fall out? Would that not
also? No, because all of you is the same.
Mm. You'd have to have a special suit that could also fall through stuff.
Right, right. Yeah. So that, not only that, but so your clothes would fall off, first of all. Mm-hmm. So the first time you used your power, your clothes would fall off.
And first time you used your power, you'd probably be dead because you wouldn't realize.
Right, and you just fall, and you just keep falling to the center of the earth.
Magma.
So then you'd have to not become solid again.
Right.
Because if you did, you'd just be dead because you'd be in the center of the earth. So maybe there's like a whole bunch of people
in the center. Like there are. Earth right wait, now. Are you trying to tell me now that you think these powers are real though?
I'm not saying that they're disabilities.
I didn't. No, this time I'm saying I'm wondering.
Not if, disabilities. They're just abilities that are annoying.
But like in comic books.
Right. Or real.
Like no one has the ability to see through everything except for blind people.
Right.
Except for the blind.
Maybe they do. You don't know. Sometimes blind people have their eyes open.
See, now that's offensive.
What?
The face you're making.
I'm not making a face. Right. That's in my eye. I actually had something in my eye.
You definitely were making a face.
I was making a face.
So would deaf people be the people that have the ability to hear everything? Is that what you're saying?
No, that's stupid. What? They can hear everything to the point where they can hear nothing? That's dumb. Now you're not making any sense right now.
Why?
You're just ruining my segment.
No,
I think you're upset because you didn't have a segment coming into this
podcast. I'm trying to lie
to
you.
So I had a segment and so you decided to sabotage it.
I'm making your segment better.
By saying it's disabilities. Would deaf people can hear everything?
Look, your segment is the steak. My portion is the A1 sauce. What I add?
The
I zip it up.
Worcestershire?
I zip
Are
it up.
Are you the Worcestershire?
I add a little zing.
Are you the Worcestershire or the yes. Heinz 57 sauce?
A1. Made with raisin paste.
Ew. It comes in a paper bag.
What?
Yeah, so does A1, doesn't it come in like a, there's paper around it or something?
That's Worcestershire.
Yeah. Isn't A1 Worcestershire sauce?
No, they're two different things.
Oh.
Are you being serious right now?
Yeah, I thought it was Worcestershire.
No, Worcestershire comes in a, yeah, it comes in the bag.
A paper bag.
Well, yeah.
Is it because it's alcohol? Like an alcohol thing?
I don't
know
why they do that.
I don't understand.
But apparently back in the day, they put Worcestershire on everything.
Worcestershire? What's it made of? You don't know.
The anchovy? There's anchovies
Ew,
in it.
Ew, really?
Yeah, anchovies, spice. I don't know what. I know anchovies.
What is it? Where country does it originate?
I believe England.
Cool.
Any other questions? Damian.
No.
A1 sauce is made with.
So you got any abilities that are
I'm trying
useless?
To think of some. I'm not really. I'm trying to think. Oh, what about.
A comic book guy?
No, I wish I were. I know. I mean, you always get on my case about not being a comic book guy.
I'm not saying you have to be in there.
I try, Parker.
But I mean, like, I wouldn't say people have to be. I think people don't give comics a fair shake.
I like them.
No, I know. I'm not saying you don't. I'm saying people. I'm not saying people should be into comic book superheroes.
No
stories.
Right.
But they can be into comics.
Yeah. No. Right.
It could be a valid.
I really like
the
couple that. I mean, I'm still working on. I really want to read The Watchmen before.
Like just graphic novels out. In general.
Yeah.
Can be like good and right. self-contained, and they don't. You don't have to
no,
like.
It has nothing to do with
to
like
enjoy,
straight comic books.
You know, Wonder Woman or
although
Iron
I do.
Man. Or right. Captain America.
Yeah. What about... Okay, so Iron Man's
peace.
Ability
Rest in peace.
Is to not die from the shards of metal in his heart. Right?
No. He doesn't have an ability.
Okay. Aquaman...
Right. Now you're talking.
What's his? Okay, I can live underwater.
Right.
I can talk to the what?
This is I a mean, joke. I can. This is a joke. A lot of people have already.
I can only solve
because
crimes.
You're not.
No,
like
you're asking me for things. I'm trying here. The human torch. I have the ability to just burn stuff.
Right. You're saying real ones that actually exist. I'm saying, could you think of any that were like ones that would be useless that obviously don't exist because they would be pointless, you know, because they no one would ever write about them.
Okay, I gotcha.
Like, what if you could like change your appearance, right?
Mm-hmm.
To anybody.
Yeah.
But you can only be yourself, or you could morph into anybody over like 80. Like you'd look like you were like 80 something, 90 something years old. Either you turn into like an old woman or man.
That'd be an advantage though.
That's it. So you could always, but then what would you do? You'd have to still be able to like fight somebody.
But you still have it. You just look like an old man.
So you look like an old man, and then somebody, like, obviously, the idea being that you could fool somebody into thinking you're just an old guy. But then when you morph back into yourself, you have to be at least better than.
Although.
Like if I morphed, but like, I was an old guy, and they were like, oh, don't worry about him. He's just an old guy. Give me all the money at the bank. And it's like, the old guy's walking over here. Oh, he probably just is asked to ask us a question.
Right.
Maybe he has to use the bathroom. Let your guard down. That idea, you know, and then you show up, and then all of a sudden it's me.
Yeah.
And then they're like, get over there.
So you're saying,
pointing a gun at me, and then I'm like, okay,
so you're
sorry.
Saying basal. Like, you could use your abilities to, because old people are invisible to society. Now, that's a whole other episode.
Right.
But you could sit next to some mafioso discussing things, and they look over and they be there's an old guy there. He probably can't even hear us, but it's me. I'm young.
Right. So then what?
So then you take it to the superheroes that have good superpowers.
You say, I was talking to this guy.
I overheard
him talking.
I'm an old guy. I was being an old guy next to the mafioso.
Now, but what if you forgot to change back? Superheroes would be like,
well, if I forget to
change
back.
You're a crazy old man.
Well,
what do you know?
Okay, if I forget to change back, then I'm. It's beyond my superpower being useless. I'm useless.
Right.
If I can't remember to change back
because
to my
you're
original
old, you
form,
forget.
No, you just look like an old guy.
Oh, you don't act like an old guy.
That's what you said.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying in your scenario.
Yeah.
That's good. I like it. Get on it. What if you could like go back in time? Right.
Right.
But you can only go back 5 minutes.
I like that a lot.
So, like, you'd have the only thing it would be useful for is if something bad happens.
5 minutes ago.
It happens now. You can go back 5 minutes and be prepared for it.
Yeah.
You know?
You could push. I mean, you could do a lot.
I read a comic once where the woman could go back like 5 seconds or something. And I'm like, wait, that's so stupid.
It sounds kind of familiar.
It was dumb.
What about this?
Comics are stupid.
What about this? What, like, along the same lines as you? You're going to think this is dumb.
Okay.
You're seeing through everything.
Right.
What if you have bad eyesight? Like, not bad eyesight, but like slightly bad eyesight to the point where you need to wear glasses, but you have the ability to give yourself 20/20.
Right.
Just on random. Just be like, I mean, like, that's it. That's your only ability is to give yourself, but it really affects you. Like, you can't do it all the time because it wears you down.
Right. So it's almost like squinting. It's that idea.
Yeah, kind of.
Like to help you see for a bit.
Yeah.
And then you stop.
Right.
You obviously can't squint all the time.
It's pointless because it's not even worth talking about because you're like.
I like it. What if you had x-ray vision, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't work while your glasses were on, right?
Right.
So you had to have your glasses off, but you're nearsighted, right? So like you're looking through and you're
you
like,
have to, like stick
I think
your
there's
face.
A guy. Yeah. I don't know who it is.
Yeah.
You be like, okay.
Or you gotta get really close.
Definitely a dude. I think it's the guy we're looking for. He's wearing like a hat. I think, or that's his hair.
I think he's got a gun or an umbrella. And like you have to
he
put
has
your
a gun, and then they break into the house, and it's a dude. He's got like a spatula.
Yeah.
He's like flipping pancakes, and you're like, "What are you doing, Parker?" And I'm like, I thought he had a gun. I thought he was gonna shoot someone.
You guys gonna help me out here? Like, and then you're like literally putting your face on walls. And you're
right. Like real close.
As close as I can get.
Yeah. Oh, we were saying, what about if you could read minds, right?
Right.
But you had to be really close to the person.
Yeah.
So obviously, at that point, you're affecting their thoughts.
Yeah, and they're like, why is this guy so close to me?
Like, there's no way somebody's going to be like, when I robbed this bank this weekend,
yeah,
here's the plan. Whoa, why is this guy getting all close to me?
Yeah, right. Like, you have to be in front of their face, too.
Yeah, looking at them, making
your
face.
No, with your ear to their head. But like, not, you don't have to be touching, right. Just like, you close gotta enough to make it awkward.
Your ear at your head, yeah. And then they're like,
yeah.
They're not going to think.
What if you have the ability to just grow your hair whenever?
Super long.
Just whenever.
I like it.
It wouldn't like go back into your head. You'd have to get haircuts.
Right, you'd have to get a haircut. Right.
What would that do?
But then you yeah. It just grows real long.
Yeah.
And they're like, ha-ha.
Take that.
Like, I guess like it would be good for instant disguises.
Yeah.
Only if people, you had already established yourself as a dude with short hair
right.
earlier to those people.
But then, I mean, after a while, everyone's going to know that you're the guy that can grow his hair long.
Right.
Like, well, as long as
you put them in jail every time.
What if your ability was to, if you touch fresh water, it turns to salt water?
Yeah, or vice versa.
That's it. That's all.
Well, no
not vice versa, because that could be useful.
Right. Yeah. Just
salt water.
Although, let's say you could touch salt water, turn to fresh water, and then you act like the first time you find out about it, you went to the beach.
And oh, you kill all the animals.
Ocean, fresh yeah. water.
And you kill everything in it.
And everything dies. And then it's like an entire ecosystem destroyed.
That would make you a villain. An accidental an villain.
Inadvertent villain.
Yeah. What did you try to gain? Nothing.
I just was like, it was an accident. Yeah, right.
I like the ocean.
We're going to put you away for a long time. Why?
Sorry.
I'm really sorry again.
Sorry. What if your power was to forgive someone very quickly? Like, no matter what they did to you. Like, no matter what.
Forgive and forget.
Yeah. Turn the other cheek, man.
They just, like, somebody punches you, and you're just like,
that's okay.
Oh, man, you're a good guy.
Let's be friends.
And they're like, I can't deal with this. Like, they would freak out. I'm not used to this.
That's cool.
Hey, whatever, man. You do what you want. It's like, super annoying.
Yeah. I like it.
That's good. I think that was a good talk.
Yeah. That we're done?
I don't know. I'm done with it.
I'm into it now.
Oh. Well, what else you got? See, I knew you were done.
You produce mulch somehow.
All right. Now it's just getting ridiculous. So you poop.
No, I didn't say. I said nothing about poop.
Compost. This poop is compost.
I didn't say compost. I said mulch.
So you produce mulch out of what? Your mouth?
Hey, you like, do this with out. Your hand. That's what I mean. Like you're
so you'd obviously get into landscaping.
Well, yeah, you'd be like the greatest landscaper.
But like, what if you hated landscaping otherwise?
Well, then your power's useless to you. It's more of a disability. What if you
accidentally use it in the house? Then that's like such a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Then I got like cleaning up mulch in the house.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Like, what if you like sleepwalk?
What if you wake up in the morning and
you're covered? Oh, I had a dream again.
Yeah.
I had a mulch dream.
A mulch dream. Yeah, or produce anything for that matter. I mean, anything that's not like fire or like something that could turn people to ice.
I guess you could mulch out a crime, though. Like, if something was happening, you could blast the bad guy.
So much
I guess
mulch.
That could
They're
be
like,
useful.
And then they shoot you, and you're like,
Yeah. But the bullet would slow down if mulch was... Yeah, but the mulch just made dollop out. You know what I mean? It's not like it... It's not like you can shoot it out.
Oh, so now you're changing the...
No, but I'm saying like that would make it more useless. It was just like... Bleh.
Maybe you could like make it with your hand up and then throw it.
But then, I mean, that's throwing mulch. You could get rid of...
You could technically just pick up some dirt and throw it at the guy.
You could get rid of dogs with bad behavior because dogs like to eat mulch and it's bad for
them.
They do? Well, my brother's dog does.
So you could help your brother.
You could get rid of my brother's dog.
If your brother's dog decided to become
for any reason, just because
I like it.
Although my brother's yard is already full of mulch, so if you wanted to do that, you could probably just let him go in the backyard.
What if you could see into the future, right? Like you could predict the future, but it was like hundreds of years.
Yeah.
To the point where it really wasn't very useful for people now.
Someone had
it's 100 years.
Someone had that power. Nostradamus.
Like, you'd be like, Like if a baby was born, you'd be like, here comes all these people. You're going to be living in a retirement community when you're 90.
Yeah. You will die.
So, wow, that's great. Thanks,
Hank. You will die in several years.
In many years. Yeah, but you could like seriously see vivid. Like, I see a vision. There's people going to work in the future.
The very future.
The economy is thriving. There has been 100 divided by 4 presidents.
What? Or what if you were able to see the future, but only in one spot, like one view? Because I always say, like you see the future, but like you can't see all the future. So you only see like one street corner in like some random spot. Wherever
you're standing at that moment, you see the future, right?
Yeah.
But you're still a dude who can't get into like, I mean, obviously, I guess if you could prove you could see in the future, but you'd have to be good enough to get to places where stuff happens.
Right.
Because like if you're like, yeah, if you're on a street corner and you're like on this corner, like maybe you could even see everything that will happen at that corner, like for the next like week and a half or, you know, or 10 years or something. But like it's still at that one. What's visible from that corner?
Yeah. Well, see, then you'd be
a villain. You gotta walk around and just like
you could become an easy villain then, because then you just hang out at off-track betting. Seriously, you go to off-track betting,
right? And but then you get a rich. Bunch of money, right? But then what would you do?
I'm saying you'd be a villain.
But that wouldn't be a villain.
Yeah, you're kind
of bucking the system, sort of.
Anyway, how can you really be? You're not really bucking the system.
You just happen to have an ability. That's like, it's like, I mean, I guess they could get you in trouble. It's like the way they could throw you out of a casino if you're like counting cards, even though you're not breaking the law, they still don't want you.
But if you're the only guy that can see into the near future.
Right. Then they're not going to assume that that's what you're doing.
It's like not even a thing.
But they can
kick you out. Hey, that guy's seeing into the near
future. But they can kick you out because you're winning. Just because you're winning.
But you hit, I mean, as quickly as you could win everything.
Right.
You could still, I mean, they can't take it away from you.
Exactly.
Wait, I thought of another one just then. It was a good one, too.
What if you remembered little things you forget? Like when you're like, what was it?
I just remembered.
You could remember.
I have that power.
So you have that power.
Okay, what if your one power is to do that one card trick where you pick a card? Like, it's not a trick, though. Like, you truly have the ability to know what that one, but you can't. You can't figure anything else out. You just know it has to be.
It could be like if you even had like 10 decks of cards.
Right, yeah.
You'd still know what the one card is.
Right. Like. But you can't do any other tricks, and you're really bad at, you tried to teach yourself magic.
Right.
But you're just not good at anything else. But you just
you're good at that one trick.
And that trick is so, and everyone's like, "Oh, I know how you did that." And like, "No, you don't. I really did this."
Right.
And they're like, "No, yeah, you shuffled it in." "No, I really know how to do this."
Yeah, yeah. Like you'd be like, "Pick a card," and then you'd be like, destroy the card. Rip it up.
Yeah.
Burn it. I don't care. Yeah. It was two of hearts. Yeah. How'd you do it?
Yeah. David
Blaine. I know.
I saw David Blaine do it first.
Yeah. Good try, bud.
That would be the worst. That would be the most frustrating power.
That would be his frustrating power. Yeah. What if you could do any kind of magic that like David Blaine does, but it's real.
Yeah.
You're not sleight of hand.
But David Blaine's already done it.
Right. Or Chris Angel or any of those guys. They're already doing street magic. Sleight of hand.
Yeah.
But you're really doing it. You can't prove it.
Yeah.
Because people won't believe you.
And you can't use it. You can't use it to your advantage in any other aspect. It has to be only for.
Right, well, the only kind of aspect you could use it for is like you know what I mean, like, yeah, you'd be like, produce a gun or something.
Yeah.
And you're like, but why didn't you just carry a gun?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
You get through security. All right. So that's that. What if you could turn whiskey to water?
That would just be annoying.
Yeah.
It would be fun, though, to go to, like, you go to a bar. As soon as you walk in, you just look at all the bottles of alcohol on the back, on the wall.
But only whiskey, though.
No, like, just not, like, what if all the alcohol?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
And then they're like, this is water, you know? Then you're like, laugh.
I'm going on to, you put every bar out of business. Because that's their entire, like, that's all their stock.
So, that would be, you would become an easy villain again, because you could go into a bar and say, give me $1,000 or I'm going to turn all your water or all your alcohol into water. And they'd be like, what? And then you would be like, watch this. And you turn one bottle in.
Right.
And you're like, I'll turn all of this into water. And then they're like, okay, here's money.
Yeah.
And then it's like a mafia thing. Like, what if it took you protection?
What if it took you several hours, though? Yeah, like, okay. It wasn't like, you're like, what are you doing?
What's doing? And if they distract you.
Yeah, and the bartender, you're like, please move. I need sight of those over there.
And you're like, moving your way. And you're like, never mind.
You go to the liquor store. They're like, you're going to have to leave. I'm almost done. You are out of business, sir. In a couple of hours.
Yeah, when enough people buy your stuff, then come back and start complaining. Yeah.
You're in trouble.
You are in so much trouble.
There.
All right. That's good.
So this has been Welcome to Your Ear Hole. Why do I keep doing that? Stick it in your ear hole.
Yeah.
Mutants.
Mutated.
Taint.
Not taint. Gross.
This has been our disabilities episode.
Stop. I don't like when you talk about
people. Like,
disabilities.
I got one more. Gypsies.